Perhaps the most striking change is just how many mass shootings have happened in the 13 years following Columbine High School. Virginia Tech, Finland, Fort Hood, Norway, and now Aurora.
We want to bring you some details on a breaking story out of Aurora, Colorado this morning.
A masked gunman has shot dead several people and wounded many others at a midnight premiere of the new Batman film.
Not what you expect to happen when you are waiting in line to go to a blockbuster movie, what's expected to be the blockbuster of the summer.
And again, a dozen people reported dead. We'll bring you more as we learn it.
That was NPR, CNN, the BBC, and ABC, all of which scrambled to tell the story as it unfolded on Friday. But as the immediacy of the event began to fade, the tone of the coverage started to change. Marguerite Moritz is a journalism professor at the University of Colorado Boulder.
The thing you see that's different between Columbine and today is a very much heightened sensitivity that you don't highlight the shooter.
It's a change that even prompted the local NBC affiliate to explain their coverage policy on the air Monday. Here's news anchor Kyle Clark.
Nine News will use the suspect's name and photo in stories that are about him and about his trial. We will not be using his name and photo in stories about his victims, about their recovery, and about the healing of our community. We're trying to provide information without giving him the attention that he may be out for.
The focus also seemed clear over the weekend when both President Obama and Governor Hickenlooper didn't mention the alleged shooter by name. But that will become more difficult once court proceedings gain steam, says Dave Cullen. He wrote a 2009 book about the Columbine shooting.
I don't know of any comparable way for the next year or so to keep bringing up the victim stories. It's a little harder to do.
Cullen covered Columbine as a freelance journalist for Salon.com and the New York Times. He had an editorial over the weekend in the Times cautioning media and the public against drawing conclusions about shooting suspect James Holmes. He says a lot of the initial information reported about the Columbine gunman was wrong.
There were sort of like fragments of evidence that pointed in one direction, but you know, you take a bunch of fragments and you put them together, usually you come up with a picture that's wrong, and that's what we did.
The Holmes family is already crying foul over national media reports that implied Holmes's mother, Arlene, knew her son was troubled. The dispute centers around an early morning phone call from ABC News on Friday, which led to this statement read by family attorney Lisa Dimiani on Monday.
He asked if I was Arlene Holmes and if my son was James Holmes, who lives in Aurora, Colorado. I answered, yes, you have the right person. I was referring to myself.
ABC is standing by how it reported the phone call, but it's already had to correct one statement by a reporter that suggested the shooting suspect could be a member of the Colorado Tea Party.
The fact of the matter is that very often people who think they know an individual know only a sliver about them.
Al Tompkins is a senior faculty member at the Florida-based Poynter Institute, which trains and advises journalists. Tompkins sent out a tip sheet for reporters covering the event.
I certainly wouldn't call it the Aurora shooting. I wouldn't call it the theater shooting. I wouldn't call it the Batman shooting. Partly because it's unfair to all of them.
A better description, he says, would be a shooting that occurred in a movie theater in Aurora. But these are only suggestions. And as CU's Marguerite Moritz says, there are no rules.
There are choices all along the way that news managers and journalists in the field and so on have to make. How do we approach this? And rather than it being a matter of right and wrong, it's a matter of sensitivity and choice, and they're rarely easy choices.
The last part of that choice includes context. Mass murder is rare. Moritz and others will be watching the positive and negative impacts that could stem from all of these decisions in the days and weeks ahead. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.